Welcome to the challenge at sendthempeace.com. To assist you, this is a guided exo meditation. It will last 20 minutes, offering 12 presences that the challenge embodies. Send Them Peace thankfully welcomes you to the challenge this day. Others have already arrived, and they too welcome you now with thanks, joy, and especially compassion. Welcoming is the first presence as you bring your awareness to our shared task. Get comfortable and centered as we now prepare to embark together, embracing our world. Knowledge is the second presence, leading to awareness through the challenge. Typically, targets are studied beforehand to learn what distinguishes each, even if this reveals faults rather than qualities. Today, rather than distinguishing, we choose to unify, to bring together all that is good, beautiful, positive, and peaceful in our world. Healing can then follow. The third presence is sympathy. Can one experience sympathy for our entire world? But if we begin isolating regions of our world where one feels badly for conditions and simultaneously glad and relieved, we don't inhabit these regions. We must proceed cautiously. For the world must nevertheless bear these regions and provide for inhabitants there as well. Journey now through sympathy as we begin, but move quickly beyond this to feel more powerful emotions soon to be expressed for our planet. Begin now to feel empathy for our world, the fourth presence guiding our awareness. Spin with our earth on its axis as though that wobbly axis was your own. Summon enough courage to touch upon the integrity of our world's myriad problems and challenges. But to avoid overwhelm, switch your perspective, now feeling empathy for all things beautiful in our world, including and especially yourself. These things of beauty are offered to you. Take them in and find strength in our Earth's splendor. The fifth presence is compassion. This word is a safe word in that it doesn't require saying the word love, yet they are synonyms. Realize, be fully aware that each time you breathe in, the earth is lovingly sharing with you its atmosphere. Imagine now all its other gifts. It gives of itself to create what you eat and drink. It is giving to us all, without any demands, its full love. Feel this as compassion for you, one of its children, and return this now to our world. Send it peace, send it love. The sixth presence is abundance. Yes, one can choose to focus on regions of famine, yet in man's husbanding of our world, he still refuses to share responsibly our earth's abundance, which, if respected, remains boundless. Thinking otherwise is creating fear. If only we could each learn to take only what is just enough. Enough, but nothing more. Open your awareness to this abundance. Together, we promise the earth that we will come to respect it by each taking only enough, then feel our world's warmth pour out towards us in return. Forgiveness is the seventh presence for living in awareness. Has our earth ever done something to us that nevertheless merits forgiveness? Is a drought, a hurricane, a tsunami the earth's fault? If you think so, then now offer it forgiveness with all your heart. But for all that we have done to our earth, should we not now bow our heads and beg its forgiveness? In silence, it has borne its offspring's increasing insults and destructive habits. Fill your heart now with the earth's loving forgiveness and promise in all your decisions to mirror its forgiveness and show it mercy. The eighth presence is acceptance. As we target our world to send it peace, we also accept that some of its challenges are huge. But we also thankfully find that some of its difficulties are just our size, awaiting our discovery one at a time. And our trust in the challenge and those united to us now means that even huge problems will in fact be met by sending them peace. The smallest rose, unseen, at the bottom of a garden, fulfills completely, in the silence of its love, its promise to our earth of breathtaking beauty. While our work need not end after our 20 minutes together during the challenge, trust that global effects benefit from our united consciousness. So, to be truly united together in this, be on time. 12 noon Greenwich Mean Time, and your time is here on our site. But the ninth presence of timeliness also brings to awareness the shared assurance that sending them peace will work now. Because that time is simply now. Set aside uncertainties from the past. They no longer have a hold. It is timely. It is now. The tenth presence of peacefulness is for you, for all of us united now in the challenge, and for our world. 20 minutes together, wherever we are physically, is enough time to effectively send them peace. But if you are in a storm of activity right before the challenge begins, you may experience difficulty bringing peace into your awareness and a harder time sending it along to our world. So, do take a moment to just be in self before welcoming all our friends here. Need help with getting peaceful? See the links on our site. Peace to you, let peace be you, and peace to our world. The feeling driver is the 11th presence. It is an odd term because we want to take it apart with our intellect, with our constant need to understand, dissect, and do things right, even sending them peace. Put this aside and instead find that space in you, some will say the heart, where your passion resides, where your very personal love for who you are and your most secret hopes and beliefs are carried. Awaken that feeling. Surround yourself with it. Now, share it with our world, and with all its living, feeling beings, each with her or his feeling driver. The 12th presence is compassionate action. While compassionate awareness was invoked moments ago, this is not a duplicate. This moves from passive awareness to active love. There's that difficult word again. You must come to trust in the challenge. While feeding one hungry person is an admirable action and blessing, the challenge is also miraculous action and blessing. Believe that. If you just take the challenge as a calming 20-minute meditation, it just won't work. Our earth will be missing a drop in an ocean somewhere. Your drop. As more people have joined us here at Send Them Peace, in Jakarta or Paris, in New York or Manila, in Singapore, Liverpool, or Austin, Texas, the feeling driver has taken on true presence. Without seeing a soul, your participation is each day, for 20 minutes, undeniably felt. Take just a moment now and feel that for yourself. They're sending you roses. They're sending you peace.